Chapter 4. Though I disgusted myself for doing it, I began to cut off my clothes without a moment's hesitation. I had learned that I must now do exactly as I was told, or there would be excruciating consequences. I could not help but imagine what those consequences would be. What would happen if I accidentally made a mistake? Matt said he would pierce my clitoris, but I had no doubt he could think up torture far worse than that. I cut quickly through my blouse and skirt and dropped them to the floor. My bra was already unclasped, so I could have simply pulled it off. However, that would require me to move my torso quite a bit, something that was now excruciatingly painful to do with my nipples being pulled down by the fishing line. So I cut through the lacy black fabric and dropped it to the floor as well. Now only my panties remained, a thin piece of fabric to cover my vagina, my womanhood, my most intimate part. I made a few quick cuts, and they too fell away. As I looked down at my soon-to-be violated privates, I felt my teardrops landing on my breast and causing my wounds to sting. I realized suddenly that I really did look like a little girl now. With my vision now blurred from crying, I readjusted the straps around my legs, pulled them so tight that I could nearly cut off my circulation. Once again, I tested to see how well I could move. While before I could move my vagina very slightly from side to side, that now proved to be completely impossible. Again, I reached above my head and found the handcuffs. I snapped them around my wrist without a second thought. I sat and sniffled and waited for Matt to come back. With my legs spread wide open, the first thing he would see when he re-entered the room would be my completely vulnerable vagina as it was pointed directly towards the door. I heard footsteps and voices approaching now from the other room. I recognized Matt's voice. "This is going to be fun." Matt and the 6 men from before came into the room. Behind them came 6 more men, all of them as big, if not bigger, than the first 6. I would not have thought it was possible, but I felt myself blushing even more than when Matt made me describe my vagina for him. I realized Matt had gone to get these men specifically to embarrass me. When I told him not even my boyfriends got to see my vagina, he must have decided to let as many men as possible watch the examination. "Cool," said the man who I remembered had been called Greg. "Jim was right. She does have a nice pussy." "How did Jim know that?" asked another man casually. "Oh, he waxed her on the trip here. You know how he likes them bare." "Ah, yes. Well, we all do, really. Wow, she looks really tight," said Mike. Matt chimed in again. "Yeah, she said she was really tight, but I haven't actually checked yet. You guys all get to help. Feel free to ask her questions if you want. She knows how she has to answer. I'm first, though." Matt stood between my legs and brushed his right middle finger against my opening. Though I strained with all my might to close my legs, it was useless. I had done a good job of strapping myself in. "Here we go," said Matt, and he thrust his finger inside me. It did not hurt, but my body began shaking anyway. I had been entered against my will, and I was the one who had made it possible for them to do so. More tears than I could believe began leaking from my eyes. "Oh yeah, she was right. She really is tight. I think she may even be tighter than Cum Bucket, and she was the tightest we've ever had. Here, you guys try. Here, you guys try too," he said, stepping out of the way. I sobbed as 12 men stepped up one at a time, and instead of a finger into my vagina, as though it was nothing more than an amusing toy. They all agreed that I was tighter than Cum Bucket. Jim's got cock penetration rights for being the one to find her, said one of the other men. "He is going to tear her apart. I mean, he's as big and round as a telephone pole. Remember how Cum Bucket screamed with him?" The other men laughed. In my mind, I tried to gauge how big my biggest boyfriend had been. In complete horror, I recalled that his penis was about the same width as a roll of quarters and only slightly longer. I had dumped that boyfriend because sex was just too painful. Before I had time to worry any more, though, Mike leaned in and asked in a loud voice, "Say, please rate my pussy. Matt told us you said you had a little freckles somewhere on your body, but I don't see them anywhere. Where are they?" "They are inside, on the inside of my right labia," I whimpered. "I'm sorry," said Mike. "I couldn't hear you. Where are your freckles?" "On the inside of my right labia," I managed to choke out a little louder this time. "Really? So if we wanted to see them, how would we do that?" You can't see. I mean, you can pull my labia apart, with your fingers and look at them." "Oh, well, let's do that then. And let's take some pictures to send to your friends. Don't you think that will be fun?" I couldn't make anything more than a pathetic sobbing sound in answering his question. Mike stood between my legs and pinched the two tiny labias painfully between the thumb and the pointer finger of each hand and pulled them wide open. "Oh yeah, I can see the freckles," he said. He continued to hold on tight, but leaned on the side so the rest of the men could look and see for themselves. Greg stepped up holding a camera. "These are going to be some great pictures, please rate my pussy," said Greg as he snapped picture after picture, recording my entire body but seeming to focus mostly on my vagina. "Your friends will love them. Oh, don't you worry, we've got their addresses. We've been gathering information about you for a long time now. Hey, Mike, spread her a little wider, would you please? I want to see if we can see inside her." "Well, I don't think you're really going to be able to see inside her like this. She's too tight. We've got those things the pussy docs use, though. I forget what they're called. You want to use one of them?" "Oh yeah, I love those things," said one of the men in the back. "They're in one of these cabinets here. I'll find one." The man began opening the cabinets on the walls. I could see hundreds of different vibrators and dildos, all of which were obviously much too large for me. I also noticed a number of chains, handcuffs, whips, and gags. One of the cabinets seemed to be full of power tools. My fear began to increase once more, if that were possible. Being fingered and spread was humiliating beyond belief. What would happen if the contents of those cabinets were used on me? "Here we go," said the man as he returned with a clear plastic vaginal speculum and handed it to Greg. Mike held me open as Greg inserted the device. When it had violated me completely, Mike let go of my labia and took control of the speculum. He began turning a little plastic wheel, and it felt my insides being opened to inspection. Greg began snapping more pictures. Another man in the back asked me suddenly, "Please rate my pussy. These are going to make really great pictures. Want to see them?" "No, please don't. I don't want to see." "No, really, go on and look. They're really great pictures." Greg held the digital camera in front of my face, and I forced myself to look as he scrolled through the pictures. I had no idea how pathetic I really looked. A few of the pictures showed my terrified face, my eyes unbelievably wide and filled with tears. As I looked at what Mike was doing to me, spreading me like the other girls I had once seen when I accidentally found the porno mag under my dad's bed. Other pictures were extreme close-ups of my opening. It seemed to be glistening, and then I realized with shame that the actions of the men were actually causing me to get wet. In the last pictures, I could see deep inside of myself, all the way down to my own cervix. "Well, what do you think? These pictures, aren't they good?" asked the man in the black again. Yes, they're good pictures," I said, trying to figure out the best way to answer. "Which is your favorite?" I think I like the pictures of the inside of my vagina. Yeah, me too, said the man. Pull that thing out of her. I want to try a few things before Jim gets here, said Matt. Mike pulled the speculum out of my vagina, and he and Greg stepped out of the way. Matt stepped between my legs. Are you enjoying yourself, please rape my pussy? Asked Matt in a mockingly casual tone. No, please stop, I pleaded. But you really seem to be enjoying yourself. I know you probably can't tell, but you are actually really wet now. Soaking wet, really. He rubbed his palm on my vagina and held it up so I could see it was covered in my own wetness. It's like a slip and slide down there. I asked you earlier what makes you wet, and I can see now that just about anything does. He kneeled between my legs, and I felt his breath on me. He brought his lips close to my hole and used his fingers to spread me again. He spit into my opening and laughed. His mouth covered me, and I felt his slimy tongue slip inside me and begin moving around like a snake. I strained with all my might to pull myself away, but it was useless. I felt his lips close around my clit and then begin to vibrate. I felt my body betraying me. Small spasms began to move through me. Yes, you liked that, didn't you? This is going to be easy. Just a little more, and then we'll leave you alone for a few minutes. He violated me with a single finger and spoke. Describe exactly what you are feeling inside your cunt now. I feel your finger inside my vagina. It is moving all around. Now it is pointed up at the ceiling, and it's stroking, and it's bending, and oh God, that is my G-spot. Please stop it, stop it. Oh, my God. Please, please, please stop. I don't want to come, please. Oh. Don't stop. Tell us what is coming, you little slut. I'm coming, stop. My muscles strained against the straps, and I felt a sensation I had never felt before when I orgasmed. A pressure that I knew I would not be able to hold. Here we go, boys, said Matt. She's gonna gush. Please, stop. I can't hold. No. I screamed as a stream of my juices shot high into the air, and the men applauded. Well, we're done here for now. Goodbye, please rape my pussy. Jim will be along in a few minutes. The men walked out of the room, leaving me quivering in the chair.